Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM. Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia, I'm 12, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Ingrid, I'm 13, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Gina, I'm 13, I'm from Hudson, too.
I'm Emily, I'm an adult, I'm from Hudson, and I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
The coolest director.
Aw, thanks. I'm also the only director of Hudson.
Yeah.
Area library.
But I'm pretty sure
I don't have much competition.
Other ones should still be the coolest one.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, the other ones with gray hair, you'd definitely be the coolest.
I know a lot of nice librarians with gray hair, I must say. Just so you know.
I don't know any librarians with gray hair.
I know some librarians with gray hair.
Librarians' hair comes in all different shades and colors. I've even seen librarians with purple hair and red hair and
Seriously?
Pink hair.
Can I meet this librarian with the purple and pink hair?
I don't know if any of them are in the area currently.
Well, why but not?
I could introduce you to them
okay.
via the web.
We have books
but anyways,
today.
We're bound by books.
Yeah, we're bound by books.
We're here every Monday.
From 3:30 to 4.
Talking about?
Books.
And more books.
Books!
And
books we
books!
Love.
And
I don't know the rest.
Anything else?
All that good stuff.
Yay. Woo. So, what's happening?
Well, on the way home from a book signer from Marissa Myers, who wrote Cinder and Scarlet, me, Gina, and Antonia came up with a great idea for
Gina, Antonia, and I.
Yes, that was incorrect grammar.
A book. Which is written by all three of us from different girls. It's really cool. Would you care to elaborate, Antonia?
Okay, it's really awesome. So we came up with this idea because we were just thinking of random ideas. And we were being creative. And so this is the idea. Oh, by the way, it's totally copyrighted. So you totally can't steal it.
We just got it patented three hours ago.
We're archiving the show as proof
yeah.
that it originated here.
Yeah, exactly. So just don't even try to steal it.
You're going to want to, but...
Yeah, you're going to want
to. Stay back.
But the temptation, you will have to resist. So it's basically based around this idea that even before dinosaurs and everything, like a bajillion, million, gillion years ago, that exact number,
yes.
no, that there was a more advanced civilization. Like, they were just like us, but they had way more technology, and they had all this amazing things like, you know, the internet and stuff, but, like, more advanced. But then there came this virus, and it killed out, like, every single person in the entire world except for this one guy whose name is Nathaniel, or Nate. And, yeah, Gina came up with the name because she's awesome.
I am.
And then, so this one guy survived because he injected himself with this thing that will make him immortal, so he'll live forever. But he lost his wife and children in it, and it's very sad. But so he's lived all this time. He lived through the dinosaurs, through the pneumonic plague, through, like, everything.
Through George Washington.
Yeah. And so he's still alive. And then, but it's not really that much about him. I mean, it kind of is. But so there's these three girls, and it's told from three different girls' point of view. Their names are Raven Hinder, Joy Temlins, and Yvangeline Carrington. And so they all meet up at this school, and they've all came there from...
And they all have, like, really different personalities. Like, they're not alike at all, really.
Yeah. Yeah, none of them are all, like, really different.
So, like, Raven, she came from Alaska on a business trip with her father, and she's going to be here for a long time. Yvangeline came from,
California,
and she drove up to Tennessee. So they're all in this school in Tennessee called the Sapphire Gardens Academy for Girls. And then Joy came from New York. And so they all meet up there, and they find that they start noticing these things and these clues, and one day they get a visit from this guy, and they don't know him, and he says his name is Nate, and he's like, you are the three descendants of, like, the three remaining descendants of these people who, like, yeah, who lived during my time, and you have these powers, but they're not, like, really noticeable powers. Like, they're just little powers. Like, for example, Joy has super sharp reflexes, so it's not like she can, like, shoot fire or anything. She just has sharp reflexes. And then Raven, she's,
like, really smart, and she doesn't have to study for long. She just gets it.
Yeah. And Evangeline,
I don't remember what hers was.
Oh, she has a cute really dog. Good at reading, like, facial expressions.
Oh,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Oh, yeah. She's good at, like,
she
body
can
language.
She basically read your mind, but not really, because
she just knows what you're thinking. Yeah. Like, not exact, but.
Yeah, exactly. And so they all meet up, and they become friends, and they're all new at this school. And then basically what they have to do is there's this virus that killed out everyone before, and it's starting up again, and they basically just have to basically find a cure for it and make it stop and save the world. Yay. Oh, and they all go to Australia.
Yeah.
Because in Australia, that is where they believe that the cure is, and they're going to find all this stuff, and it's going to be happy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's pretty cool. So we got, like, our first chapter done so far, and we worked on it for a really long
There's
time.
There's over, like, 3,000 words.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We're really proud of it.
We are very proud
yeah.
of it.
Yeah. If you went the short chapter route that some authors mm-hmm. go, you'd have three chapters.
We would.
Because
yeah, we
have a section for each
do
character.
That in the beginning, but then we realized, you know what, this is a better way to do it. So we're doing it this way, and it's going to be happy. And maybe, if you're lucky, we might read you some quotes from it. But first, we're going to find them, and we'll save that for later. So we'll go to Emily.
Well, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to this author event the other night, and they gave some advice for aspiring writers. Was there any advice that really stood out to you?
I don't know. She gave us, like, three. Read a lot, write a lot. That's two of them. And then the other one is something.
I forget. They jokingly were saying to watch a lot of cartoons because
yeah.
one of the inspirations for her books was Sailor Moon.
Yep.
And Firefly, which isn't a cartoon, but something to watch.
That was on TV last night, actually.
Was it?
Yeah. Wait, is that like a movie?
Yeah.
It's a TV show, and then there was a movie.
Oh.
After it got canceled, they made a movie.
That's nice.
We had a pretty awesome time this morning because we all sat there in a living room in our pajamas.
There was a Bound by Book sleepover that
yes,
these three had last night.
We had a sleepover
night.
And it was totally awesome. And we really missed Quinn.
House. Woo!
Yeah, yeah. So we all sat there in our living room in our pajamas typing this amazing story on our phones and watching extreme couponing. There were some pretty extreme couponers. That you know.
This one lady was like, I am the queen of couponing, and then she saved $5. And then there's this one boy, he's like, hey, I'm kind of good. And then he saved like $3,000.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah, it was like, there's this one, the guy, he was like, he had like $900, and he only had to pay 71 cents, tax
it
included.
It was so amazing that I died.
Oh.
Obviously.
Sadly. But it totally gave us inspiration to write. Psh,
yeah,
obviously.
The next chapter of the book is all going to be about savings.
I went to my grandma's house and I saved money on this.
Like, I just got this new red hat. It was so cool. It was a big save. Yeah.
50% off.
It was only like 50 cents when it used to be $4, you know, coupons.
Mm-hmm. So are you fast when you write? I know the author last night, Marissa Meyer, said that she writes her first draft really fast, but then she takes a really long time reworking it.
Yeah, to fix it.
So she said she wrote that first Cinder, which was her debut novel that came out just over a year ago. She said that she wrote that in 2 weeks, but then it took 2 years for her to actually finish it and get it out there. Because she does a quick first draft and then she takes her time. Do you write quickly first? Do you take your time?
What happened with me, I don't know, it could be different with all of them. It took me like an hour and a half to figure out what like the first couple lines should be. And then it was like really late, so I was like, I should probably go to sleep. So then the whole time I like couldn't go to sleep because I was just thinking about that, and I had like perfectly worded and everything. And then I woke up and I had no idea what I had thought of. Oh. And I had to like do it all from scratch. And once I'd got like the first little part, it came pretty fast. But it was annoying because I was typing it on my iPod. But it came pretty fast. I don't know about anyone else.
Gina.
Yeah, mine came pretty fast too. Like, I was typing it on my phone with one finger. Because, I don't know, I just felt like my thumb hurted.
Like,
okay, hurt.
I have a quick first draft of my first draft. Like, I'll write my first draft, and then I'll rewrite my first draft. And I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to, like, rewrite it a whole bunch of times to make it sound right.
But then Antonia read it out loud, and I really liked it.
Yeah, Ingrid sounded really awesome. It was pretty interesting to read and cool because, like, you read the first, like, section, and it's all in Ingrid's style of writing, which is sort of similar to mine a little bit, and it's nice. And then you read the second section, and that's, like, my writing, which is different and like its own thing, and then you read like the third section and it's like Gina's writing and it's totally different and it's really cool and like awesome and it's awesome.
No, it's not.
I envy Gina's style of writing.
It's like you're inside her head when you're reading it, you know. It's not like I walked to the store. It's like, that's a nice flower.
It's like sleeping with sirens. What am I now?
It says, who are you now?
I don't know the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like her dog had to pee, like when she was driving.
And the character.
Yeah. When the character was driving and she let him out, and then she was like, oh, now it's raining. I'm happy I just let him out because then he would be smelling like wet dog for the rest of the ride. Stuff like
it
that.
It was funny. Gina and I's thing sort of ended up kind of similar in a way, even though like it was totally different.
Pee.
Except for they both had animals that peed, and it started to rain in both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a pleasantly smelling book.
Their characters have pets. My character, who's probably the most awkward character ever, has a boyfriend. Whoop whoop!
My character has a boyfriend named Vladimir, but he lives back in New York.
My character doesn't have a boyfriend. She has a lonely dog.
That's very cute.
His name is Joey.
He's a husky.
Yes.
There are inspiration pictures.
Yeah, we went on Google. Practically, that's what we did all night. We just went on Google and we looked for pictures.
We wrote in the morning, but in the night, all we did was like, we're like, okay, this is our character. And then we just search Google for like ever to find the perfect person. And we would gather like a billion pictures. And then we would like, I would gather a billion pictures that I wanted to be my person. That I'd give it to Ingrid and she would delete the one she didn't like as my character. Then she'd give it to Gina and Gina would delete the one she didn't like as my character. And we narrowed it down and it was really fun. And I was like, can we find a character for a random guy on the street?
Is that
fun.
Grumpy Cat?
Yeah.
Grumpy Cat was in those shots. I forget who Grumpy Cat is.
Does Grumpy Cat have an adult isn't cat? Actually in our book.
It was just in your
it
pictures.
It was an option.
Yeah.
That
Grumpy
was
Cat's
maybe
just an inspiration
cat. Yeah,
all the time.
Exactly.
In life in general.
But then my cat ended up being a kitten named Charlie. Yay.
He's very cute.
It was.
Yes. I come up with all the good names.
She came up with our Raven's last name, Hinder. I like it a lot.
Cool.
Okay.
Well, thanks for sharing your future book.
I want to talk about my book.
You want to talk about a current book?
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I just finished reading it, like, not last week, but the week before. And I can't read the next one until I'm, like, emotionally settled. So I read Crossed, the second book of the Matched trilogy, and there's new people that come in and one dies, and then there's one that I hate and I hope she dies. I really hope she dies because I just want to kill her myself. Yeah.
Wow.
She made me really mad. But anyways, she pretends to be an aberration.
So this is the main.
Yeah, Cassia. So then she goes on the airplane thingy, the airship, and she gets sent to a camp where Kai had just been. And yeah, they like, I don't want to ruin anything because it's kind of, yeah, like there's surprises for everything. And yeah, but yeah, after I read this, like, I went to sleep that night, and I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was crying until 6 a.m. Like, I legit cried for 4 hours because the book made me so mad and upset. Mm. Yeah.
Because you care about the characters and...
Yes.
Strange.
There's feels. The feels! It was emotionally damaging.
Mm-hmm.
For, like, the next... 3 days, I couldn't even, like, pick up a book at all.
And you said you'd started, reached, but you're going to wait to finish it?
Yeah, I did the first 2 chapters.
Ooh. Yeah, it's hard when a book's that emotional.
Yeah, you just
going into the finale.
Yeah, you just have to stop for a little bit and then pick up later on.
Cock pie.
That sounds like you're saying a dirty word, but it's a typo. It is.
I was writing cockpit because my character's in a plane and she's flying and her father comes out of the cockpit, but I forgot the T. So we're not trying to be rude. This isn't an inappropriate show. It's just a typo. Tyler.
Yes.
And we laughed because it was funny.
It is a funny sounding word.
And then
it sounds like, isn't there a
cock a pie?
There's something like that. Like
chicken? A male chicken is called a cock.
Mm-hmm. True.
No, you know what else is.
Anyway.
Let's get off that awkward topic.
Okay, Ingrid, what book have you been reading?
I've been reading The Kill Order. It's taken me a while to finish. I just can't cope with the loss of one of my characters.
He's not dead.
No, yes, Gina, you understand me, Farzana. Keeps telling me he is, and it's making it hard to read. But anyways, I'm going to finish it soon, and then I'm starting The Kane Chronicles, which is just like Percy Jackson, except Egyptian mythology, and I'm so excited, and la 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 la. Pew pew, pew pew.
That sounded legit.
Awesome. I could talk about a book.
Go ahead.
Talk.
Shall I?
Talk.
I'll talk about Binky the Space Cat, because it's an awesome book. It's by Ashley Spires, and it is a graphic novel, and it's about a cat named Binky, shockingly. And I'm going to read the back, because I really like the description they give. It says, he's bold, he's adventurous, he's going where no other cat has gone before, although he's never actually been outside. Binky is a space cat, or at least he thinks he is. He's really a house cat who's never left the family's space station. His mission is to one day blast off into outer space, outside, explore unknown places, the backyard, and battle aliens, bugs. While protecting his humans from alien invaders, Binky gets to work building a rocket ship and preparing for galactic adventure. But space travel training isn't easy. It frequently leads to hairballs. And just as he's about to blast off with his co-pilot Ted, a stuffed mousie, Binky realizes that he's left something very important behind, and it's not the zero-gravity kitty litter. And this little graphic novel is adorable.
On the front, it looks like he's a flat iron.
Yeah, he has funny ears. They stick straight up out of his head. Not on the side, like straight above his eyeballs, which is kind of funny. And there's pictures of other cats in the book that do not look like that, so it's a special Binky ear thing. But he's really cute. I think anybody who loves cats, especially people that live with cats,
Antonia,
will find this amusing. Because there's just things the cats do that are funny.
And cute.
Or annoying. But funny because they're annoying.
Oh my gosh, we were just at Emily's house and her cat is so awesome.
My cat is awesome. He's not a space cat, but he does try to kill the aliens when the aliens get in the house. But I think it's cute. Binky figures out that humans aren't very smart, he thinks. And one of the proof is that they don't realize that bugs are aliens. They call them bugs. But the reason he decides that bugs and aliens are the same thing is that they both can fly, they both have big eyes, and they both steal your food, and they both lay eggs. Although he has like a chart where it's showing these qualities. And the only thing they differ in is that alien qualities are that they are technologically advanced species who have mastered space travel. And the bug qualities are that they eat poo. But he decides they're the same thing.
That's cute.
But yes. And this is a series. There's more than just this one book. And it's, I think they're intended for younger readers, but of course, anyone can read them because they're cute and fun. Okay. True story. And I've read another graphic novel recently that's also about a superhero or more. It's called
Their Parents Are Supervillains.
Yes.
Are you having a graphic novel rush craze?
I am always having a graphic novel rush.
But it seems like been reading the past a lot three lately. Books you've talked about were graphic novels,
mm-hmm.
which That's is true. Totally cool.
I have been reading a lot of them. But I also, some of the books that I have talked on the show in recent weeks were ones that I had started. And I'm still finishing them, so I can't talk about them again because I want to change it up. But I read graphic novels really fast.
Yeah, me
too. Even though they're complex and you can also take your time with them.
I think that everyone does because I have a friend who is like just kind of learning how to read and she doesn't read very well. But I gave her like a graphic novel that was like a big graphic novel and she finished it in about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. They're
helpful.
I've never
read a graphic novel.
Oh, really?
They're so good.
I love them. But the Runaways series is, I'd actually started the series a few years ago and then just sort of got stopped at some point because I didn't have the next book and decided I wanted to start it again. So I got the first three volumes and I've read the first one so far in my reread. And it's about six teenagers. Their names are Nico, Chase, Carolina, Gertrude, Molly, and Alex.
Gertrude.
And they've known each other for a long time. Their parents are business partners, in quotes. And they have an annual business meeting. So that's the only time these kids get together is at this annual meeting. They all come to the house. The parents go off and do their business, and the kids go off and hang out.
Business.
Yeah, business in quotes. And although it is business, but it's not the business that they think it is.
Yeah.
It's like, as far as the kids know at the start, their parents are, you know, like business executives, actors, like famous Hollywood actors, scientists, inventors, that sort of thing. But on this annual meeting that this book starts off with, the kids decide to spy on their parents. So they go into the secret passageway and they are watching their parents through this like peephole kind of thing. And they see them, at least what looks like them, killing a young woman. Oh. And so they come to the conclusion that their parents are supervillains and that they have to figure out how to turn them into the police. But of course, once the parents realize that their kids are onto them, they're trying to stop them from turning them into the police and trying to get them home. So these kids are on the run, hence the name Runaways. And it's about their... So this first volume is sort of about them banding together and deciding that they're sort of like a team that's going to take their parents down.
That seems
there's a lot of sleuthing. So they're trying to figure things out.
I couldn't.
There's also a dragon, or not a dragon, a dinosaur in the mix, which is not a spoiler because he is right on the cover. But I will not say how he comes into the mix. And there's some superpowers involved.
Hooray!
Hooray. Okay.
It's a very fun series.
It looks fun. So, like, for the last 4 or 5 minutes of our show, while you were all discussing stuff, and I was totally paying attention. Oh, that's such an awesome picture. Okay, sorry. It was in the graphic novel. I was looking through our beautiful first chapter of our book, and I think I found three lovely quotes that I would like to share with you people from the part that Ingrid wrote and the part that Gina wrote and the part that I wrote. But first I have to find where they are on the page because I can't find them. So, yeah, talk about things.
La la la. La 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 la. Oh, well, The Runaways. So volume one's called Pride and Joy, and it's by Brian K. Vaughan. And Adrian Alfono is the artist. Like the, I can't remember if it was just the penciler or the, or if they did more than that.
I found what I was looking for.
Okay.
Well, okay. It says, this is by Ingrid as Raven Hinder. Last summer drastically changed my life when my mom forced me to go to camp. I met him. Even the mention of him slammed me harder into my dreamland I often visited to escape my depressingly real life. I hadn't seen him in 7 months. Lately, the only time I've even been close to smiling was when I was with him in my mind. At the camp, we had hoped together for a future where we could be different together. I brushed my lavender hair behind my ear. Maybe things would play out well. I was on my way to a new start. In a new town and a new school. So, yeah, I like that part. It's random.
She has bleached and then dyed hair, which I thought was cool.
It's okay. Totally cool. Then a quote of my own that I liked. Do you want to read it, Gina? Maybe not. Maybe. No? Okay. I'll find it. A few hours later, I'm still stuck on the train. A heavy rain has begun to fall, beating on the tin roof of the train like a drum. I gaze out the window, stroking Charlie's soft gray fur. That's her cat. Lucky for me, the guy got off at the last stop, and I finally have some peace. A little piece of me is excited to be going, and as the train carries me farther and farther away from the city, the memories seem to grow more and more distant as well. A kind of numbness washes over me as all the things I did slip out of my mind and get brushed away with the rain. I feel like a kid again as I watch two raindrops slide down the window pane and pretend it's a race. And then, that was me, yeah. And then the part that I liked from Gina's was somewhere. Okay. Wait. At least Joey just calmed his bladder wet dog for the rest of the ride. A sign says, "Welcome, you are now entering Leaper's Fork, Tennessee." Is that the school? It's kind of small. Wait, Sapphire Gardens Academy, all-girls school. All girls. I like it already. Okay, where is Warrington Street? Oh, here it is. 402, right here. I walk up the path to the front door. The stones are hot beneath my sky-blue flats. I ring the doorbell. Immediately, Dolores opens the door, forcing me into a tight embrace. "You can let go now, Dolores," I say. "Oh, I'm sorry." Yep. Yeah, wasn't Yay. That lovely? Aren't we just like
more
so
to
awesome?
Come someday.
Yeah. Oh, and also, you should totally visit our blog.
Yes.
Because then you can get like archives of our show and more reviews, and it'll be totally awesome.
We have a new review up from Maddie.
Yeah. And it's called wearebound.wordpress.com. And so check it out. Yay. Yeah. Bye.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.